Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Lest I forget it, Tenkar's Tavern Discord community, the Tenkar's Tavern MeWe community, and Tenkar's Tavern Neutral Ground Facebook community. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am fucking exhausted. I think that it's a combination of, you know, this is the last day of the con. It's Sunday night, 11:20, which means 12:20 all time. So yes, Joe, this podcast would be late and have been missing its time, except for the fact that we have the night savings time. Thank God. But I am... I think I'm really going to this podcast, but I am tired. When you're at a convention, when you're, you know, instrumental, one of the people that's running a table, you're engaging customers, you're engaging other people in this community, you're engaging with other vendors, other publishers, you're running games, you're kind of almost always on. And even when you're socializing after all this, you're still on. And I think my body is realizing now that it no longer has to be on. Because just from coming up to this room, I watched football, the Sunday night football game, last half of it. And coming up from that, and I really feel like I could walk into bed, walk to bed, throw myself into bed, and sleep till noon tomorrow, which won't work because I think we have an 11:50 flight, something like that. So, but what can I say about Game Hole Con? As usual, Alex Kammer runs the most organized clockwork con that I have seen. I enjoy all the conventions that I go to, but this is the one that the others should set their clocks to. Alex does an amazing job. As for, you know, the vendors hall, I think it was well set up. The artist row, I'm so upset with myself. Normally, I take a shitload of photos of the conventions I go to. I seem to have had less free time during the hours that the vendors hall was open. Now, I did make a purchase. Can't say I didn't. Chimera Games has, and you can hear some dice rolling around in here. I think they are probably 30 or 35 millimeter dice. Got a set of black marbleized dice with nice solid white numbering. And if you haven't gamed with me at a convention, I'm going to tell you right now, I rarely sit when I run a game. I find that usually with the background convention noise, that if I sit when I run a game, I wind up having to yell. I do project much better if I am standing up. But if I'm standing up and walk around the table, throwing a regular-sized die into the middle of the table and then me looking at it and reading it isn't happening. I had a D20 and a D6 that I scrounged up that were oversized. They worked okay. D20 wasn't the easiest to read, but this is going to be spot on. And Chimera was nice enough to give me an employee discount at their booth, and I really do appreciate it. They had a lot of other good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff at these cons, vendor hall-wise, if you can take the time to look. Rach, you now, Rach, come here. Before I talk about what I saw, what purchases did you make?
I made some secret purchases.
All right. Time out. Then I paid. Okay. Yeah, I don't need to know your secret purchases.
Other ones that were more.
Although we can talk about purchases that wouldn't be relating to me because my mother, my sister, my niece don't listen to this podcast because I dropped the fucking F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you purchase for yourself?
I got some clips.
Now, explain.
We had a neighbor.
No. What are clips?
They're like. Actually, they could clip onto anything that you wanted to.
Okay.
But
what are you going to use them for?
But I would probably use them like on a headband or on maybe a scarf.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I was wearing to work that, you know, picked up the color.
Yes.
Of the clip that I bought. Because they had like, they had sort of like a flower in the center and then some intricate metal work.
Okay.
On the other parts, so I could do that, or like I could wear it in my hair, or I could wear it on a scarf or something like that. And then I got a mask of a griffin since I'm going to be changing my name. Griffin is my maiden name, so we'll honor that name through the mask. And
now,
you know, have it up somewhere.
Right, and you wore that mask on Halloween.
I did wear that mask on Halloween because I felt compelled to have some sort of a costume or mask on.
Yeah, they did a nice little
trick-or-treating.
Yeah, they did a two-hour trick-or-treating where anybody from, I guess, the local area could come in with their kids and get candy. We were giving out candy and copies of Bunnies and Burrows Light until we had no more light Bunnies and Burrows. And then, of course, was we Light, which we did have, thanks to the new printing, a number to give out. And I am coming home with a number of copies myself, so I won't be caught with my pants down at the next Shire Con not having copies of Swords and Wizard Light. I don't know why Rachel's saying damn. I had nothing to do with it, whatever the reason is, Rachel's saying damn.
No. What else did I find down there? I got dice from Chimera 2.
Yes.
And they are great because they're big. And they're kind of cool looking. They're like a purple marbly
with
appearance.
With green numbering. So it kind of reminds me of the color that they usually use for Cthulhu. So yeah, she has mythos dice, I guess you could say, potentially say.
Let's see. There were other things around there, like not a chimera, but at another booth, like wood carvings and different things with different, you know, gaming related or fantasy related sayings on them. Of course, Diesel was there. He had some interesting, I guess it's plaster that he uses, but he had this really interesting creation that you hang on your wall that had like Celtic knotwork.
Oh, that's cool.
Like from a dragon's breath, and it was kind of cool the way it looped around. And but yeah, those were some of the really awesome things that I noticed. Some of the leather workers they had.
Oh, God, leather worker stuff. I hadn't, listen, it was really cool looking stuff that I had no obvious use for. And that's the only reason why I didn't pick some of that stuff up. Oh, my name is Shannon. We got her a Displacer Beast. That's the plushie from the con. That was this year's plushie. They had a really cool gaming table displayed. I'm really, you know. We spent time, I think the first day of the con, speaking with Doug Kovacs, and I really didn't have a chance to talk with him afterwards. It was just, we were busy, you know, and you know, to shop, you had to sneak away from the booth, at least somebody else, maybe understaffed a little bit, but it was good. And like I said, Alex, you do a great job setting this thing up. Every year, it runs like clockwork. Others should follow your example. Again, I love all the cons I go to. And, of course, North Texas is my first love. But, man, nobody runs a con like you. Rich, you got anything else to... you didn't have to pick on me today, so I mean, they're not hearing comments from the peanut gallery, but do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. Just, I'm tired now, and it was certainly a blast.
Are you more tired now since we got back to the room than you were downstairs?
Maybe a little bit.
Like, kind of like your body just in your mind just said, all right, this actually means the convention is over. Yeah. I can relax.
It's, oh God, now we have to pack.
Oh yeah, oh God. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh God, now we got to pack.
How are we going to get this stuff through security?
Well, listen, it's not like I'm carrying a taser through security. I'm not saying that has ever happened, but theoretically possible that at a prior con, possibly one such as Game Hall, possibly last year, I inadvertently might have traveled with a device that could be considered to be an electrical device that delivers painful, stunning electrical shock. I apparently traveled maybe potentially to a place like Madison. And when I realized that, allegedly, while getting ready to ride back to New York, I had to make sure I found an alternate means of disposing of said device. Again, we're talking in theory, not talking in fact. So, on that note, hope you enjoyed this little story here. I'm going to bid you adieu. Your next words from myself and potentially Rach will be tomorrow, Monday, November 4th, because we're flying back in the AM. All right, folks, as always, please be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.